Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't a camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. Well, this is the first time I've recorded in over about a month and a half now, so it's kind of weird, and you may be hearing echoes of my voice because we're in a huge room. Well, not huge, but we're in the dining room.
It's pretty big.
Of the apartment, so thank you for sticking with me, and I hope a lot more, or I hope you guys would still continue to listen. But anyway, I feel kind of awkward. So I have with me a friend of mine that I've known a long time. And we thought we'd give this a shot and see how this goes. So his name is James.
James LeRoy.
James LeRoy.
Or JR.
Or JR. What should JL. Be JL?
JLR.
Okay. No. So anyway, we've known each other for a long time. So do you want to tell them anything about yourself?
No.
No. White, Asian, Black.
ASL. I am Latino. No, I'm white as white can be. I might be even whiter than Ricky.
Mm. That's pretty hard.
I'm translucent.
You're almost Julian's.
I'm almost Julian. I'm between Ricky and Julian.
Ew, that sounds dirty. No. yeah, right. So speaking of Julian, I just want to let you guys know right ahead, or fuck, I can't even talk today. This is gonna suck.
It's been too long.
Julian has started his own podcast called No Wire Hangers. So you guys should go check him out because you should give him a chance. And if you loved him on the show, I'm sure you'll love him on his own show and what he's doing.
Check
so
it out.
It should be pretty awesome. I listened to the first episode. It was pretty funny. And I'm proud of him because he actually got the sound to work right and everything. I was like, wow, what is that?
I think that's somebody out on the street.
Oh. y'all, I am in Chicago. Y'all probably got that one.
I don't think I got that from the intro.
Yeah, no. I have been in Chicago for 2 weeks, and it's been awesome and fun and amazing. And cold as fuck. Like, right now, my fingers and toes are so cold right now. I'm about to put some gloves on.
We're in a heat wave for Chicago right now. It's a balmy 29.
Yesterday when I was at Target.
Did you find the earmuffs yet?
Yes, I ordered those online.
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't find them anywhere else. But yesterday when I was at Target, there was a guy, I think he was a little crazy, because he kind of had like a mustache shaved in the back of his head. It was kind of weird. I don't know if it was on purpose or
by
accident.
Should I take a picture?
No, because he's a little too crazy for me to be around.
Could have done the sneaky pics app.
He had shorts on, waiting for the bus outside in 29-degree weather.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, I haven't really experienced anything too crazy. I have the two nights, or the second night I was here.
No,
I was
more
on the
diarrhea
train.
On trains.
No diarrhea on the trains. You'll have to go back and listen to the story from last year for that. But
smelly.
Right. Ooh, something smells. The second day I was here, I actually was like hit on on the train by this Latino boy. It was so cute. We exchanged numbers, but I never contacted him, and he never contacted me. So
he's a dancer.
He was a dancer. He's a ballet dancer, and he was really hot. But I think he had a situation going at home, like a boyfriend or something. So that's probably why he hasn't contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he lives far away too. So
welcome to Chicago.
let's see. Thursday, the day that I got here, it was pretty fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was 60 degrees, right? It was 60 degrees.
Yeah, it was about 55, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was all up in their flip-flops.
Like,
or
woo, it's summertime.
And then that night, well, I got all my stuff moved in. The mover showed up and did... I paid them for 2 hours, and they did, what, 30 minutes of work?
Mm-hmm.
smooth stuff in. Fuck. Remember at 5:10, I need to take that out. I need to write that down. James helped me move the stuff upstairs.
I did.
Yes.
It's only because I wanted to check their butts out.
Yeah, because you thought they were cute. They're all right looking. I mean, they weren't all that.
No.
But then that evening, we went out to eat to Peace Pizza, which was really good.
And really loud.
Oh, my God. It was so loud.
We had to use our hands to sign.
But you're the only one that knows sign language.
Oh. Shit. Is that why you guys ignored me?
Yeah, pretty much. We were out with Tom and Terry, who were listeners to the show, who were also listeners to the Big Patty show. We were out with Lauren and her friend Anna.
Cuties.
Another person, but I don't know if I should say their name because that kind of, I don't know if they want to be mentioned. We'll just call him Scott. Scott work?
We call him Bill.
Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Bill.
And Bill was there too.
Bill. Jim and Bill.
Jim and Bill.
Jim and Bill.
Bill and Jim.
Bill and Jim.
But we had some awesome pizza and we stayed there for like,
I'd say about an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just talking.
It was good. And then we went across the street to go eat some
yogurt.
Some frozen yogurt, which was really good.
Mine was delicious. And then, you didn't like mine though.
It was gross. It was like all sour and shit.
It's because it was regular yogurt.
Nasty, huh?
As I get nasty.
As we're eating the yogurt, I look across the street and there's a gym there. And then I learned my first like Bucktown fact here.
Bucktown.
That was the house that The Real World was filmed in, that where the gym is located now. So, and then I was reading online that a lot of people were really upset that they filmed here, like in Bucktown.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they said it was ridiculous.
I'm sure. And anywhere The Real World goes is... causes craziness.
People were like egging the house and throwing paint on it and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, okay.
We got the attitude here in Chicago.
Right.
By the way, I'm not Southern. Just Ricky brings it out in me.
So, and it snowed. We got some snow. It was awesome. And
Ricky, you're just lucky enough that you missed the blizzard of 2011.
I'm kind of upset. I wanted to see that.
The whole city shut down.
I know. That's what's awesome.
It has never happened. It was the first time in 10. That's disgusting.
It'll happen. It happens.
Okay. No, it was the first time in 10 years or so. I don't know.
Did the train stop working?
I don't know. I didn't even leave the house that morning. I left home. I leave you home usually from work around 6. Mm-hmm. And I get home around 6:45, 7. Mm-hmm. I left work at 3:30 that day, and spent an hour and a half waiting to get on a train because it was so packed down there.
Oh my God.
And it took me, I got home maybe, what, maybe five or six.
Dang.
Yeah. And by that time it wasn't even that bad. Like it
because
just
everybody
started
had went home.
The weather wasn't that bad.
Was it already snowing when you left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what happened was we were waiting to kind of gauge it. Was that we were waiting to gauge as far as the weather outside. And so 1 o'clock comes by, it's still clear out. And me and my assistant were talking about, you know, oh, it's not going to snow. It's going to be that bad. No. 2 o'clock happens. We're like, oh, it's still looking fine. 2:15, it was a whiteout. 15 minutes. It was fucking So, and then I'm like, okay, well, let me finish up my shit here and I'm going to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I traveled from Florida, and then I went to Charleston, South Carolina, where I stayed with Big Fatty at the Fat Cave. It was very interesting. Everyone, he does actually have a sling room, and he has strategically placed mirrors, or a mirror, so that he can see things, and the computer monitor is specifically made so that you can view porn at the same time. And on
they put saran wrap on it.
And it needs it, probably. And on the sling itself, there's a roll of paper towels that are on the bar. That you can just...
Excuse me, I need to blow my nose.
Right. And so I stayed there for a couple days, or about a day and a half. And then I trekked my way on up to, where did I go? Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio, where I stayed with my friend Brian, where I almost died in an accident on a mountain. Oh my God, it was
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I was going down these mountains. Like, it was like 20, 25 miles of going down these mountains. And there's only two lanes, and the 18-wheelers cannot be in the left-hand lane. So I was going past like 40 of them trying to get down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Federal Express truck decides, oh, I'm going to try to pass another truck when they're not supposed to. And it almost sandwiches me into the concrete barrier. And I had to slam on my brakes. And then I was like nervous. And I was like, I had white knuckles all the way down the mountain. I about shit my pants, actually. Because I would have been pissed.
Did you see the on the side of the roads, the slopes?
Yes, they have those.
Yeah.
I would shit crazy. If I ever saw that happen. I would.
I'd just pull over, pull my pants down, and go.
I probably wouldn't even have a chance to pull my pants down.
Mm.
So I stayed in Cincinnati with my friend Brian, and then we went out to a bar. It was Wolf Wednesdays.
Nice.
And then we had some chili mac that day. I guess in Cincinnati, their chili is a big thing there. So
it would be. They don't have anything else.
Rude.
What? I can't.
They have some hot men.
I can't. Yeah. Just saying.
They have some hot menses there.
Menses.
That was like an 11-hour drive for me. And I was so like done with that. Like, oh my God. And then went Thursday morning, got up and drove to Chicago. And I got here around what, 1? 12:31?
I'd say maybe, yeah, around noon to 1.
Yeah.
Noon,
it was
noon
like
30.
A 4 or 5 hour drive. It wasn't too bad. But this is what was crazy about this situation. Okay, so I'm driving, and, you know, I see the signs that say Chicago, and everything's fine. And traffic is great. And then, boom, traffic got, like, fucking scary as shit. Like, it came out of nowhere.
And side note, you mean Chicago traffic, because this is normal.
Yeah. Well, I was not used to it. And thank God I did not bring my car up here. I'm so glad I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that. But I was like so nervous in the traffic and trying to figure out where I needed to go that I called James, and I was like, could you meet me somewhere so you could drive the truck where it needs to go? Which was only like a block and a half.
A block down. And a half. Your exit's like 2 blocks up from
right.
here.
So we got it all parked and everything moved in, and I've been gradually putting things away. Almost everything's away. I need to put that.
Yeah.
I need to get the screws for that, or just
I have contacts for your for the TV.
Okay.
By the way,
do you think they're expensive?
I don't know.
I don't want to pay like.
I don't know. Like you can call them and get a quote. That's why I said
you should call
them
for me.
No.
Why?
Don't be lazy ass.
I hate talking on the phone. Can they do text message?
I'm sure you can email somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't even know if they have a Twitter.
They probably do. Everybody has a Twitter. You have a Twitter for the show, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
James Leroy FM.
Check it out.
And is that L-E-R-O-Y or
L-E-R-O-Y?
Okay. Because, you know, we're saying Leroy.
It's Leroy. My parents is Leroy, but it's Leroy.
And then let's see, what else have I been doing? I've went out a couple times, been exploring the city.
You've been to quite a few bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not quite a few.
Yes,
just,
you have.
Like what? Big
you've
Chicks.
You've been to Big Chicks crew. You've.
Well.
This trip you haven't been up to Jackhammer Touche yet.
That's Saturday. Mm. Oh, everybody, it's my birthday on Saturday.
Birthday time.
Hollywood.
I have a wish list on Amazon if you want
to
check
get
it out.
Blown.
Oh, God.
In Touche and Jackhammer.
Yeah, one of them's nasty. I don't want to do the one in the
Both of them are nasty.
Which one's the nasty one, though, with, like, the rooms?
You mean the hole?
Yeah.
That's Jackhammer.
Okay, see, no.
I've been down there during a
oh,
a
you
non-
have? Really?
It was a non-uniform day. It's kind of boring down there. Nothing was really going on. I do have a story, though.
Okay.
Bill. Uh-huh. He and I went down there with some other people that are in town here, and there's a part over there where like you're literally peeing and everyone can just watch you. It's just along the walls and whatnot.
It's like a trough kind of thing.
No, there's a trough, but there's actual urinals, but then there's also a tub where you can get pissed on too. But we're talking about the urinals.
Do they have a shower there?
I mean, I'm sure they do.
and disinfect it and just bring in some Lysol.
Well, I'm just thinking about the person Purell. That's getting peed on. I'm sure they just don't, oh, up and leave with piss all over them.
I'd fucking run out of that shit and be like, oh my God.
I'd be upset if somebody peed on me.
Well, don't lay in the tub.
Don't worry. But apparently, it doesn't matter if you're in the tub or not.
Yeah, I don't know. So they're over in the urinal areas, and you know they give each other the eye. They're like, "Hey, what's up?" You know,
who's that?
Let's do this. These two random guys. I don't know. Shut that shit off.
Sorry.
And rude interrupted my story.
Rude.
And so they're standing over there, and then they start doing their thing and all this kind of stuff. And like you can kind of see them going at it and stuff. And it was just like, we're in the hole. That's normal. And then all of a sudden, like, they get angry, and one of them starts, like, become belligerent, and he's...
Towards the other one?
Yeah, he pushed him up against the wall, or what, I don't know, but we didn't have any idea what happened. One of them just left and went upstairs.
Oh.
But we were joking around that he used too much teeth, or he blew in his mouth, and he didn't want it, or he blew in his mouth, and he spit it, and the guy didn't like that, he spit it out.
Right. Ooh. I'm too vanilla for that. I would feel so weird.
I just wanted to go down and see it, you know, so I can see it and say I've done it. I got the t-shirt. No, I didn't.
The t-shirt. That's just like when I went to the Tampa Eagle or the down in Ybor.
Yeah.
And they had a back room downstairs, and I really didn't know, like, my friend took me back there. And he's like, oh, let's go check out this room. I'm like, well, what is it? Is it the bathroom? He's like, no, I don't think so. Let's go in.
Well, so they do that there.
He opens up the door, and all I could smell was like just Bukkake. Men and cum and sex or whatever. And I was like, no, thanks. And before I could even shut the door, there was a person like grabbing at my leg.
Mm.
And I was like, no, because I know you're probably like 97 and you're touching me. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like those old men.
Right.
Wrinkles.
So, yes, my birthday is Saturday, so we're going to go out. I think we're going to do the Hamburger Mary's thing again. Mm-hmm. And then
the Big Chicks.
And then the Big Chicks.
And
then
the Jackhammer and the Touche and maybe some Sidetrack if we get into it.
I want to do some dancing now that I'm, you know, a good 70 pounds lighter than I was last year.
You were doing some dancing last year, though, too.
I know. It was ridiculous, though.
Nah, it was fun. So, we had good times.
Yeah. It was fun, and we almost got molested by a priest. But...
Creepy black priest.
Was he black?
Yes, he was.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
I think I was way too drunk. And we were like, we were drawing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Chalk, yeah. That was good times.
That was interesting.
Good times, good times.
So, is there anything that you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like at 17 minutes, so. I'm not talking about my job right now because I don't want people to know what I'm doing. So
yeah,
you can keep guessing on that.
That'd be kind of fun. See what Ricky's new Chicago job is.
It's what corner he works at. They have, y'all, I know not a lot of you are from Lakeland, but they do have a Wabash Avenue here, but it's not the same Wabash as what it is in Lakeland.
Oh, I thought you said Wabash. I didn't understand.
Because Wabash is where the prostitutes are in Lakeland. So we always call them Wabash Trash.
Mm.
Where do the prostitutes stay around here? Is there a street like dedicated to them? I haven't seen any.
Well, right now, you're in the wintertime, so they're in their mink coats.
Fuck no!
Too cold.
Fuck that shit.
They
make all their money in the summer so they can hibernate during the winter.
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone does. I don't know.
We'll have to go out and
we'll investigate.
For
that. Yeah. We'll investigate.
We'll take video footage.
Tranny hookers.
Why they gotta be tranny?
Because they're better.
They are.
They've gone through so much.
So this is the first time that James has ever like recorded himself.
Yeah,
really, right.
Do I sound that gay in real life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. I thought I was pretty butch.
That was cute. I wish I had a camera.
No, I was talking to one of my coworkers about doing this, and we were joking around. She was telling me about that Alec Baldwin SNL skit where he's recording on the voicemail.
Uh-huh.
He's like, hey, this is Charlie. Leave a message. And then he mm-hmm. goes to play it back and it's like, hey, this is Charlie. Hey. And he's like, is that what it really sounds like? They're like, yeah. He starts to record it. And the second time there's like disco in the background.
I don't know what I was going to say. I lost my train of thought with the disco music.
Disco does that.
Yeah, so I was thinking about changing up the show. We're talking about that
mm-hmm.
and like what exactly we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put this out there. You can give us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And you can give us suggestions of things that you would like. No one will probably respond, but...
Bitches, you better respond.
James is new to this, so he needs to know, like...
I need to know.
You guys know that I'm not very good at segments, but James may be able to keep me in check with segments.
Because I'm OCD like that. Not like... No.
Like what?
Not like No. I don't know.
Not like Joan Crawford?
No. I don't think I'm as crazy as Julian.
Actually, he didn't... we tried to do segments, but he was too, like, whatever, you do all the work. He's the pretty one. He did not do the technical work.
Guess who's pretty now?
No.
James.
No, because I'm going to show you how to work this shit. So if ever I need to be not on a show...
Still be pretty.
Okay, yeah, Silence. Sure. Awkward. Anytime that I can't be on a show... And we have something scheduled, you could still do it maybe with one of your friends or something.
Mm.
But there's only been one show that I have not been a part of. So
ever.
And this is episode 337. So I've been on every episode but one.
Crazy.
I know,
high
right?
Five.
Mm-hmm. Hello, what? but I'm going to tell you guys, I guess, just about my Chicago life and what's going on, and we'll just yeah. keep it the way that is. And, you know, we talked about entertainment and all that stuff, and I'm not for sure if James can be as racist as Julian was, but
He set the bar high.
He did. He's podcast... He is America's favorite racist podcaster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I think
good
so.
Good job, Julian.
I just gave him that title, actually.
Oh. I'm sure someone will... Yeah.
Agree. Someone yeah. agrees.
I agree.
I think somebody on Twitter calls him that, too.
Awesome.
Their favorite racist. So, okay, well, we're at, like, 23 minutes, and is there anything else you want to talk about? Any ideas that you want to give to the show, or...
I don't know.
I know you like music, but we can't play music.
I know. I love music.
No music.
If you guys have anything good, let me know.
They could probably share that stuff with you.
Yeah. I'm setting up my stuff for Foul Monkey soon, so you guys can send it to me that way.
Yes, and make sure you guys continue to visit the Foul Monkeys Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
James will be added to that soon. Where can they find you on Twitter?
James Leroy FM.
And that's JamesLeroyFM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You can still find me under Foul Monkeys. That's my Twitter name. And you can follow me under Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
Woo!
I know, right? I need to probably make up a fake one or something for my new Chicago life.
No. You got to keep it real.
Like the real world?
No, like Shangela on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, God. I watched
keep
that.
It real. Shit.
Angela is a hot mess.
Oh, I hate
They're all
her.
Hot messes.
Oh, this year they are.
I don't know.
I'm getting Ricky addicted to RuPaul.
Well,
You're going to come over and watch it.
It could be, I mean, yeah.
We could actually go up to the call and go watch it and then watch real live drag.
Oh, do they do it at the same time?
Not the same time. That's rude.
Oh.
No, they show it on the TVs. It's uh-huh. it was kind of like a country bar,
uh-huh.
a gay bar, and now they've turned it into more of a like a country video bar kind of thing too. Uh-huh. So I don't know. It used to be
so
called
they show
the Cattle
it on TV,
Call.
And then afterwards they do drag queens.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, drag queens are okay, I guess, but I'm used to the ones like in Lakeland. So, I mean, they're going to have to impress
me
here.
Less attitude.
They're going to have to impress me here.
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, I see. I don't even know who that is. Which one? That was.
She's a big black girl. I don't remember her name. She was a bitch.
Excuse me. Was she on this season?
She's on last season.
Oh. Hmm. Alrighty, yeah. Well, we're 25 minutes. I think that's good for our first one together.
Woohoo!
Next, I don't know when we'll record next. We'll have to schedule that. I don't know how we're going to do that. But, okay, well, thank you guys for listening. And remember, it's my birthday. You can go to my Amazon wish list
and good
buy
stuff.
Me stuff. Or if you need to send me something that's not on the Amazon wish list, you could always email me and I'll send you my address. Because I don't know if I'm going to open a P.O. box. I don't even know where the closest post office box is here.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, not in this neighborhood.
Yeah, I'll have to find out.
I don't like this neighborhood.
Mm. Well, get used to it because that's where you're going to be coming to record the show.
I'll take the bus out.
It's scary.
It's not that bad.
No.
It's good. Not as bad as I thought it was.
You're in a good neighborhood. It's good.
Because I, like,
there's just too the many first damn couple days, here.
I was like, I haven't seen any.
It's because it's wintertime and they're all damn hot.
And they're cold.
They're on their damn Jimmy John bikes delivering sandwiches.
Is that what they do? They're all bikers?
They're all bikers. They do. They have those like Tour de France bikes with the really like half-inch wheels that are like 20 feet long. They're not that big, but they seem crazy.
Well, we'll see. I know this summer's gonna
I know I would break it.
With your dick.
That was my penis, if anyone wanted to know.
That's scary. Okay, people, I'm out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.